I'm Vicki Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth hears about a men's group that's missing the connection of cooking.
When Charlie Mader first got involved with the Chatham-Harwich Newcomers Club Men's Cooking Group, he volunteered to run the sign-up booth at the newcomers' general meeting.
A chap walked up and said, "I'd love to join. My wife does very good cooking." I said, "Hold up. This is the men do the cooking. And if your wife did the cooking, that's cheating."
The whole point of the men's cooking group and the Chatham-Harwich Newcomers Club in general has been to get new Cape Codders together through common interests. Last winter, Charlie invited me to one of the men's cooking group get-togethers, but then COVID hit. So more recently, he reminisced with me over the phone. He told me he's not a particularly advanced cook, but he loves doing it. And he's worked his way up to become a men's cooking group leader.
We're divided down into several groups of 8, 9, maybe 10 members per, where we get together once a month to have a guy's night out, so to speak. Skill is not a requirement, enthusiasm is.
What the groups cook varies a lot. One winter, Charlie remembers, his group tried to cook the cuisine of a different European country every time they got together.
We had a German 1 month, we had French another, Italian another, UK for another, and that worked out fairly well. But it's interesting, we found that some of us knew the various European cuisines well, and some of us had no particular idea of what made it specific to a particular country.
For instance, it turns out German cuisine features a lot of freshwater fish like trout and pike, in addition to all those sausages. And Charlie says most UK dishes are actually pretty good, despite their bad rep. Other times, Charlie's group has cooked with a holiday theme.
I had an assignment of a appetizer one time, and sure enough, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I decided to make deviled eggs with a green food dye. The deviled eggs turned out great, but the food dye made the coloring interesting, and we'll let it go with that.
Of course, these days, like most gatherings, men's cooking group doesn't look quite the same. Gone are the days of sitting down together to carefully prepared shrimp scampi or veal marsala. But Charlie's group has managed to stay connected through trading recipes over email and, like a lot of us, hosting the occasional Zoom cocktail hour.
We all sat there with a glass of wine or a frosty or soda water, whatever, with a little bowl of munchies in some kind, and just yakety-yak for about 45 minutes. And that lasted until Zoom said, "Your 40 minutes are up," and we all turned into pumpkins.
Charlie says his favorite place to get recipes is cooks.com. And of course, the ultimate compliment is when someone asks for one of the recipes for something he's made.
I've had that happen on stuffed mushrooms one time. It takes maybe 45 minutes or so, and they are always well received.
I checked out the stuffed mushroom recipe on cooks.com, and it does look delicious. The mushrooms are filled with cracker crumbs, salt, garlic, olive oil, parmesan, and fresh parsley. And, like Charlie, I'm looking forward to the day when I can make a batch to share with friends. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, Elspeth met Charlie Mader and learned about the Harwich Chatham Newcomers Club and their men's cooking group last winter at our CAI pub night in Dennis. Remember that? We'd love to hear any ideas you have for stories. So for now, in lieu of pub night, you can get in touch with us on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.